State Representative Kevin Cotter. Representative, how are you?
Well, great, Tony. Thank you for having me on this morning.
Well, thanks for coming on the program. This story came across the wires yesterday. I wanted to chat with you about it. There's a new mandate that increases costs by $6,000 for some students over 4 years. It involves insurance. Tell us about this.
Sure. What this is a new policy that has been put in place at Michigan State University that would require, as a condition of enrollment for all incoming students, to have health insurance. Students that do not have health insurance, show that they have health insurance, would then be automatically enrolled into a university plan. That cost, as you mentioned, would be at a minimum $6,000 over 4 years, as the cost of the plan is just over $1,500 per year.
Now, we called Michigan State University yesterday, and we wanted to get a spokesperson on, and they declined that at this time. Tell me, is this something usual for universities? I didn't know it was mandatory that you had to have health insurance.
Well, it's not usual in the state of Michigan for public universities. We do have some private schools in Michigan that require this, but I see this as a very different situation here. Michigan State would be the first of our public universities in the state of Michigan to require this. And the reason I see that as a very different situation is because our public universities receive state funding, and a big reason for that state funding is to keep our public universities accessible so that cost is not as large of a barrier for students that want to attend. And so this is greatly going to increase the financial burden on students and families to be able to attend.
Now, is this being done to make an extra nickel or just to protect themselves?
Well, I don't have all of the details yet, and that's why I've requested the hearing. I've requested that the chairman of the Appropriations Subcommittee on Higher Education hold a hearing. I'm the vice chairman of that committee. And the reason for requesting the hearing is so that we can get the additional details to this to find out what is the true motivator here. It would be a big burden for students to be able to attend. And I certainly concern if there are concerns about, communicable diseases and things of that nature on campus. But I think we're going way overboard here to require this of all students. And earlier I mentioned that this would be required of incoming students. And what is defined as incoming students are freshmen who started this past fall, as well as all transfer students. And then this would eventually be required of all undergraduate students as this freshman class advances.
We're talking with State Representative Kevin Cotter, who is from Mount Pleasant. When you talk about this story, have you heard from officials from MSU yet?
I have. When I first learned of this, I reached out to Michigan State University, and we did have a teleconference with some leadership there, expressed my concerns, and requested a hearing, first a meeting. We met in person to discuss this as well. And what I asked initially was for an extension of this deadline, because the deadline was January 31st, just the other day. That deadline, if students did not opt out of this program, and the burden is on the students to opt out, they would be automatically enrolled in this program. I said, okay, can we push this out so that we can have some time to look at this? And they did grant a 30-day extension, so we would have some time to look into this. So the deadline is now February 29th. But my initial concern right out of the gate was, before we even dig in to the cost and all the other implications of this, I'm very concerned about duplicative coverage, because many students do have coverage available to them through their parents or through other avenues, and if they do not opt out, if they do not take the steps to do that, they would be automatically enrolled in this program, resulting in duplicative coverage.
When you spoke with Michigan State officials, what was their response to why they're requiring this, why it costs so much?
Well, the response was just that, in part, concerns about students on campus living in close corridors. And I said, okay, well, I can understand that aspect, but we're requiring this of all students, regardless of whether or not they live on campus. We need to have the hearing to dig deeper into what the true motivation is here. But at a time when tuition cost at our public universities, in all universities for that matter, is rapidly increasing. We had a very tough budget year this past year. The tuition at Michigan State University was increased over 7%. It's now, when you factor in this additional cost of $1,500 per year, it takes it well north of that. So we need time to dig into this deeper, and I'm hopeful hopeful that we can get some cooperation from the university as we do that. And here, it's a focus on the cost. I don't see this as the larger debate as to mandated health care coverage across the board. That's something that's being debated at other levels. But this is something that we have to keep these universities accessible to our students.
Our representative, as someone who paid his own way through college, I couldn't imagine having another $6,000 tapped on that. I can remember when I did attend MSU to go to the health facility there, man, it was a nominal fee, and I appreciate the opportunity to get a flu shot or whatever I needed, but I guess the costs are soaring everywhere.
Well, and they are, I know firsthand that the burden that student loan debt presents when we graduate, it prevents many students from being able to accept their dream job because it simply doesn't pay enough to be able to get by in life as well as making your financial aid payments. And here, these costs will be covered or can be paid for with financial aid dollars. So as we talk about increasing debt loads on students when they graduate, under this new plan, students will be able to finance their premiums for upwards of 10, 20, 30 years, the life of student loans. And so the cost even goes beyond that $6,000 or $7,500 if it takes 5 years to graduate. We're talking about compounding interest on top of that price.
Has a date been set for that hearing?
It is not yet. We're working out the details on it. I think time is of the essence because we have this pending deadline. We're not with the delay of 30 days, but we're within that 30-day window. So time is of the essence. I'm pushing for a date, and I think that we'll have that very soon.
All right, State Representative Kevin Cotter is from the Mount Pleasant area. Representative, keep in contact with us, and we'll continue to report on this story. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Tony. I appreciate it.